Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have developing news regarding former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Charlie Langton reporting first on WWJ that a group has put out a statement saying Kwame Kilpatrick has been granted an early release from federal prison. Let's go live to Charlie for details, Charlie.
That's right. The sources that I have here says Kwame Kilpatrick has been given an early release from prison. That's according to the Ebony Foundation, a group that says that it led a coalition to get the former mayor released. Kilpatrick was sentenced to 28 years in prison for racketeering and other crimes. He's spent 7 years in prison after his 2013 conviction. He was to be paroled in 2037. Not clear if he's being released because of the coronavirus. However, that in the past, he has made an effort to get himself released because of that, and other federal prisoners have been released because of the virus. But again, according to one source here, the Ebony Foundation, Kwame Kilpatrick, former mayor, will be released early from prison. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Charlie, before you get away, what do you think about this?
Well, I it's a 28-year sentence, so it's a long time away. I mean, he wasn't to be paroled to 2037. It would be maybe a little unusual to do this, but again, it's not an assaultive crime. It's a money-type crime, so he would probably fit that category. But again, we're checking our sources right now. We're still developing on this story, so we'll find out the exact reason. It's definitely shocking, especially for people here in Detroit. Many people did want to see the former mayor, get out. Many people thought that he got way too long a sentence, but he's already served 7 years. So again, from the sources we have so far, it appears that Kwame Kilpatrick will be out of prison.
Right, but we don't know yet when that could happen. I mean, obviously there's a large window between now and 2037. Anytime before that would be early. But is this talking about an immediate release?
Yes, it'd be an immediate release now. Again, we don't know the details of the release. We're not sure exactly the mechanics of it. But in other prisoners that have been released, we've seen many of them, they're out. It doesn't take them too long to get out of the prison, especially if there's a hint of coronavirus or some kind of problem in the prison, which my sense is that's why he's being released, if, of course, this is all, going to pan out. But that's the report that we're getting, Tom. He will be released, like, now.